Hi, Joe.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
One local radio legend is calling it quits in the meantime. Don Geronimo is stepping down from the Don and Mike Show. Now, he spent 16 years hosting.
Be ready to be moved.
On 106.7 WJFK. Geronimo says he is trying to quit three times since his wife died back in 2005. His last show will be May 30th. His co-host, Mike O'Mara, will stay on the air on the Mike O'Mara Show.
No secret that I'm a fan of the show, been on the show numerous times, and we made a joke about it just a couple of weeks ago. But I heard the announcement yesterday and was actually sad. I mean, you know, good for Don to acknowledge that he wants to do some other things, needs to give it a rest. He's been doing radio forever, wildly successful over the years, and he's going to be missed. Some people have problems with the show because it's one of those wacky radio shows.
Right now, no one else is saying anything.
We're sorry staring.
They're looking at Tony like
3 months or so.
You're out there up by yourself.
Months, I guess. And like you said, Mike continues on after that. But we wish Don the best of luck. It's been very entertaining radio.
And you know, another thing is doing radio is a lot harder than people think it is.
And this is the thing, because like people always talk to me about Donnie, because, you know, we're close friends and everything. But
like
to be in the business for that long and that successful for that long, making the big bucks, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
It's rare,
it
actually.
All right. The end's the best.
All right.
Okay. Well, Don Geronimo stepping down.
The Don and Mike Show.
As long as I'm still sitting in this chair, we'll address this. Something that's been on some of the BM Eater sites, and it's now on DCR TV as well. You know, I don't know what's going on with you cats that listen on the internet. I know that the WJFK has been running some kind of a promo saying that people are complaining about static on the internet, on podcasts.
On the stream.
Yeah. There's a thread at Radio God's Forum that I've noticed over the last couple of days. Has anyone noticed in the last week or so, Don has either lowered his mic level or positioned himself further away from the mic? He sounds far away. Any chance Don is intentionally making his voice less prominent on the show to allow the other guys to stand out? Whatever it is, it's annoying. I love Don, but I'm tired of him showing us yet again what a radio genius slash maverick slash prodigy he is by doing lame stuff like this.
Where's that coming from?
Anyone recall the reverb fiasco?
I'm sorry, I should say. Where's that coming from?
Jesus, that was god-awful. To whoever's writing this, I wish I had that type of power. Seriously, I wish that I had something.
Can you do me a favor? Can you just back off the microphone a little bit more?
I wish I had something that, listen, it's a problem on the internet, as far as I can tell, when I've asked around, it's a problem with the stream. You know, people, I guess, are having complaints if they're listening on the podcast or listening on the internet. All I care about is what's coming out on the radio.
The desire to create controversy where there is none never fails to amaze me.
Yeah, that's right.
It really never fails to amaze me.
Because my thought was, I'm going to read this like it's written. I'm going to intentionally make my voice less prominent to allow the other guys to stand out more, but mainly so people think I'm a radio genius slash maverick slash prodigy.
Mm-hmm. What is wrong with people?
I got news for you. Guys like you, you are part of the reason. Now let's play the game.
Now let's talk about the game.
Rob Spiegel writes, the electric comedy limiter is out of whack.
Obviously.
The comedy limiter.
If you would be a love, really, and find out what's going on, because I know when we hear the commercial breaks on WJFK, we are running some announcement that says, you're complaining about crackling and not hearing. Well, screw you. We're fixing it. That's kind of what the promo says.
Right? Funny.
Am I right?
What
or am
it
I
should
wrong
say.
About that?
I haven't. I don't pay attention to that particular website, so I didn't know what they were writing about. But the promo. We're just having trouble with the technical difficulties with the stream. Is that it?
I guess. Well, would someone look into it?
I shall.
Okay.
Good.
What is it? Is it something that's been a regular problem or what?
Mike, it's something that I did on purpose.
Right.
Because I'm a rebel, and listen.
Well, you didn't tell me about that, so I'm gonna. I've turned my limiter down also, so this is the way the rest of the show will sound.
Well, I just do it like that, and how you like that.
What if I lower my voice a little bit?
Your mic is up all the way now.
Real excited about the future.
I'm a prodigy. I'm a maverick. I'm so glad you people on the message boards can climb inside my big empty head and know everything that's going on in there.
Hey, Don. Hey, Don, can you turn me up, please? Hey, Don. That idea about turning your microphone down and turning all of ours up, brilliant.
Great idea.
Genius.
Thanks, Mike. God.
Anyway, if someone...
Someone would look into that, that would be great.
You bet.
I hate hearing about technical stuff forever on message boards. Oh, and now the music's all out.
They have a lot to think about. They have a lot to do. A lot of time on their hands. A lot of time to speculate.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. I don't mind. Just whatever. Here, you got your can. You get to 10?
I don't.
Let me see it.
Here's your can.
You
get to 10.
Thank you.
And then here we go with the people on the phone.
Oh, God.
Buzz is standing by with his master list.
Right.
Let's do some can you get to 10 with my scary prodigy-like powers.
Your magical powers of limiting microphone.
Maverick.
You'll remember how that destroyed the audience when we put reverb on.
Oh, major controversy. It was a tidal wave of criticism.
And as I recall, it was me against everybody.
Mm-hmm. Everybody was against you.
Thank God I'm leaving. Thank God I'm leaving and that things will finally be run correctly around here. Thank God. Okay, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here we go. We've got, oh, hey, Mark.
Yes, sir. Morning, afternoon, boys.
Hey, Mark, how the frig are you?
I'm good.
Mark, you've gotten a chance to listen to all the lies?
That's still the Foo Fighters. Number two.
I'm good.
I love number two.
I'm good, and I'm...
Now, Mark, you understand that you have to weave these lies together. You want to get all the major parts of each stage of Can You Get to 10, but you got to make it convincing to whoever you're calling.
Mike, trust me, I'm a big enough dirtbag to pull this off.
I like that.
I like that, too. Now, do you live in the D.C. area, sir?
I do, Bethesda.
Oh, beautiful. So you know all these people that we're talking about on the anchor, local anchor edition of Can You Get to 10?
And I laughed harder with each name that you threw out.
Very good.
Very nice. Do you think you can sell this?
Without question. We're going to be calling my stepsister, and I'm convinced that my only hesitation is she might know some of the people, which, you know, but I'm convinced that I can pull it off.
Well, knowing the people is good.
That helps because you say, you know, listen, sis, you're not going to believe this.
She doesn't know them like you know them.
And if you say, sis, incidentally, you deserve to be put in the cliche hall of fame. The commercial that drives me the nuttiest right now, pardon me if I've commented on this before. What, Robbie?
His sister, the phone line's out of service.
Oh, we cannot reach his.
Mark, your stepsister's unavailable.
If you put him on hold, ask him to verify the number?
Hold on a second. We'll get the number.
Double check.
The ad that's driving me nuts right now is the one, I think I mentioned this, it's for a Chevy, where it's the young co-ed. And they work every cliche possible. She's got the car, and the dad comes out and says, "So, my little miss take on the world has bought her own car, huh?" She says, "Yes, Dad, it gets 30 miles a gallon. It's really highly rated."
I've seen that with the perfect man walking around the car.
By Edmunds.com. And then he says, to throw every cliche together, "Well, kiddo, looks like someone did their homework. How'd you like to take your old man for a ride?"
Wow. I know.
Oh my God.
And it's the perfect upscale house that they're in front of.
And he might as well have a sweater tied around his neck, for God's sake.
You know, you want to see some innovation in these commercials, not cliches. You want to see the dad look and say, "Well, honey, I guess somebody's gotten smart since her pregnancy."
Oh, hold on. I just lost him.
Oh, okay.
Are you calling the sister anyway?
I am.
Well, Buzz, you can tell her the story.
Well, sis, you know, I'm really, really glad. Mark, hey, Mark, that's a nice car. I told you I'd buy you that if you didn't keep the baby.
Hey, get the guy back on the phone, Joe. You got the sister?
She hasn't answered yet.
She hasn't answered yet.
But it's ringing.
Calling Mark's sister, his stepsister, on Can You Get to 10?
You say she's stupid?
Mark says he's the kind of dirtbag who can pull this off.
This is a business. Well, this is a business, too.
Hey, look, I bought you a new Chevy.
Thank you, friend. All right.
Thanks for going to rehab for Mommy and Daddy. What's happening, Rob?
I think that story was a checkerboard of half-truths because he gave me another number, and then when I called, it was a business, and there was no Sarah who worked there.
So Mark's playing. Well, he said he's a dirtbag.
Yeah, well.
So could he be lying about playing our lying game?
In that case, we'd have to change it to Can You Get to 11?
Mm-hmm.
Because the original story was a lie.
Very bad.
Yeah. All right, so that guy's out.
I guess so.
Okay, let's get the next person ready. Let's line them up. Make it happen. Here we go. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, what is your address?
Our street address?
North Pole.
Yes.
North Pole.
Why do you want to know our address?
I just started working a few blocks away. I just wanted to take a peek to see where you guys are located.
No.
Oh, we love that.
No.
We love that. Watch out for the broken glass, though.
Give him the address of the veterinarian.
Our radio station is directly above the Giant. You have to go into the Giant and find the escalator.
Good luck finding a parking space.
Oh, is this towards the mall or away
yes,
from it?
Yes, it's towards the mall.
Well, right. Sort of towards and sort of away.
Hey, can I? What's your name, my friend?
I'm near the...
what is your name? Mr. Geronimo asked, what is your name?
My name is Ron.
Ron.
Ron the idiot.
I can tell you something. Have I mentioned this today? Hold on a second. Hey, Ron, I want to tell you something. I was on the way into work today, and I'm downtown, and you know what I ran into? I ran into Howard Bernstein. Yeah. You know the guy who was on the show last week from Channel 9.
Channel 9.
You know who we're talking about, Ron? Ron.
You just hung up to.
Ron the Stain. We're playing a game here!
Right,
for the love of God!
I don't know if perhaps this is too complicated for everybody to get. I mean, the people that Joe keeps putting on hold keep hanging up.
That's not fair, and that's not right.
Not right. I was downtown for my job coming out of the Watergate Hotel. I ran into Howard Bernstein from Channel 9. I told him I'm a big fan. I said, would you like to meet some other Channel 9 personalities? We got in the elevator. Hey, this is funny stuff.
This is good, and the right person is going to do this well and pull it off.
Come on. We got in the elevator and got off on the third floor. The door opens, and Anchorman Tom McDermott standing there in just a towel. Todd says, welcome to our local news party. Come on in and meet the gang on the couch topless.
Yeah, baby.
It's Channel 4's Barbara Harris.
Number 4, my favorite lie.
I sat down and said to Barbara, what's that smell? She said, Gordon Peterson wanted his adult diaper.
Exactly.
Barbara says, we've had too much to drink. In fact, my broadcast partner, Joe Krebs, is in the bathroom vomiting. When I went in, a woman was putting on a show with toys. Her name is Holly Morris.
It is. You know, it really is one of our best. I love it.
On the bathroom floor watching the show and wearing women's panties was Will Thomas.
Baby!
Will said, hey, somebody get in here and help me with Gordon's diaper. We got to get him into the tub and get him cleaned up. Huh? One thing led to another. And Mom? Howard Bernstein, Todd McDermott, Barbara Harrison, Gordon Peterson, Joe Krebs, Holly Morris, Will Thomas, and I had glorious eight-way sex, and Holly was the plate.
Yeah, brilliant.
I love that little dipping at the end.
Is that... That's maybe the best can you get to 10 we've ever done.
And it's tailored to the local audience.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How's it going? I can get to 10.
All right. All right, now you've listened to all the lies?
No, I don't. I have no idea what the game is about, so you have to tell me or hang up.
Okay, well, that's a
really, bye!
That's a really tough choice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We chose hang up. What, Robbie?
I think you chose well.
Very good. Thanks for sharing.
That answer is true.
Yes, it is.
Well, okay. Well, listen, it's really simple. Either people are going to grasp this and it's going to be great, or we just suck.
Hello. What's it going to be?
Let's try someone else. Hi, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hi, this is Larry. How are you?
Larry, we're great. Larry, where are you from, Larry?
Reno, Nevada.
Reno, so these are going to be foreign names to you.
What was that?
These names will be foreign to you.
Yes. Maybe. Who knows? I was just stuck in the snow for half an hour, and I couldn't believe that the guy before, they let him go through and ask where you were. So I want to play the game. Let's play the game.
Okay. Who is it that you would like us to call, Larry?
Who would I like you to call? And this could be anybody?
Bye!
Larry must have been eager for a prize. Did you mention that there is money on the line
Hello.
Here?
Hello. Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
All right, you guys want to do this thing? Let's go.
Oh, we're born to do it, absolutely. Who are we going to be calling?
Let's call Mama Fan in the kitchen.
All right, you're going to call your mother. What's your name?
JB.
JB,
oh, hey, we know a JB.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Hold on, give the name to Joe, please.
Okay, am I off the air?
Please stand by.
No, you're on the air right now.
There you go. Now you're going.
Now you're
the
off
show.
The air.
Okay. JB. So I was driving along in Black Cherry.
Don and Mike, you made a black man blush.
Folks, this is going to be a good can you get to 10, folks.
I was so proud the button popped off my suit.
Jim. Indeed.
Oh, now what? Joe, what was that about?
Joe?
He bailed.
You're listening to Can You Get to 10 for Cash. I just thought I'd throw that on at the end there. Can You Get to 10 for Cash? I tell you, I'm just enjoying looking at the lies.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I like the music.
I couldn't believe it.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Okay, I'm ready.
What's your name?
My name is Bill.
Bill, do you know how we play the game?
Say again?
Do you know how we play the game, Bill?
Yes, I'm familiar with it.
Do you know the names? Who are the names? Bill?
Bill?
Yes.
Who are the names we're playing with today, please?
Oh, you finally got child support money on, Mike. You can catch up with your child support once you get your raise, huh? You effing faggot.
Well, as Elton John sang, can you feel the love?
Wow.
This is sure a wacky can you get to 10.
I tell you, they're lining up.
That man is tough and clever.
But, Rob, why should we break now? It's going so well.
Maybe the magic will carry over.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Into the next segment.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi. What's your name?
Houston.
Hey, Houston. Welcome.
All right.
Welcome to Who Wants to Screw Us in the Butt.
Do you understand how we play the game, Houston?
I do.
Who are we going to be calling today?
My mom.
Good guess. I don't believe you.
Houston might be lying.
Might be a problem.
Okay, you can switch it up then.
We can switch it up then. How would that work?
You can pick anybody you want to call. My mom, my girlfriend, anybody you want.
All right.
All right. Sounds like maybe he wants to play.
Houston, who are some of the names of the people that we're using in this game today, please?
My girlfriend's name is Ruby. My mom's name is Wayna. Okay. My dad's name is Roy.
Yeah, but what about the names on Can You Get to 10? What about those names, Houston?
Like, what's that?
The celebrity names, the anchor people that we're using. What are their names? The news people.
I can barely hear you guys.
Well, that's... Rob, just a little favor. Can we get Bear to fix this once and for all? Thank
Mike,
you.
Mike, we're working on the internet thing, please.
One thing at a time.
Oh, that's right. It's the internet crackling.
I'm having a lot of problem making sure my microphone is louder than yours. Or was it the other way around?
Other way around, but...
Well, gosh, now everybody's calling again to play.
Well, now it's the delayed reaction. Now they all understand the game. They know that there's cash on the line.
Right.
And they want to play the game. They're very excited about that.
Or just people want to dick with us. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Are you a dicker?
Clearly.
We're the dickies.
The dickies.
You're the dicker.
And we're wearing dickies.
Hello? I'm Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you screw me again and I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
See? People are just screwing with us.
Just playing around.
All right, we'll see if anyone wants to play the game and we come back.
That's a wonderful idea.
You
like
screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
If only Alan Coulter was here.
I'm telling you, this is a winning Can You Get to 10.
Oh, it's all set. Buzz has typed it up all nice and pretty. And if you've written it down at home, you have the chance to win. Well, how much money are we giving away? 50 cents.
$10 million, Mike.
Wow.
$10 million.
$100.
$100.
In pennies.
Yeah, you're going to have to take it that way and print it.
And dirty pennies.
Dirty pennies.
Dirty pennies that come from dirty places.
I tell you, if this doesn't work, we're all going to have to put those same cones on that your dog's wearing tonight.
Anywho, it's another exciting edition of Candy Get to 10. If you got the names, call us.
It's all going to come together right after.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.